And a very good evening to True Blues Radio once again. We're back here on this Tuesday evening for podcast number 7 on the 26th of November 2014. Not long to go before the big fella slides down the brick chimney and we'll then be into the second half of the Victorian Premier 2014-15 season. Alongside me once again is my co-host, Mike Naiari. Good evening. Great to have you back.
Thank you, John. Pleasure again.
Yes, and I see that you haven't used the razors either, so supporting Movember. Great to see in the commentary box here.
Well, look, I don't have any hair on my head, so I might as well try and grow it elsewhere.
That's a great answer, Mike. I'm not going to argue with you there. Hey, a great weekend for True Blues, a great couple of weeks, in fact. The maximum number of games that we played, including the ladies, were 6. We had 5 wins. That certainly was the highlight across the 2 weeks, and we'll cover those results as we speak. And we look forward to bringing those results courtesy of SoundCloud and our producer, Mike Costello. In the 4th 11, all 4 men's teams, by the way, were playing Casey South Melbourne. This game was being played down at Casey Fields number 5, great facility down there in Cranbourne East, where Pram batted first. We're all out for 165, the start of a big couple of weeks for former Collingwood footballer Tilly Yeaman, who scored 74. Daniel Vandermeer scored 39, all out for 165. Casey South Melbourne were then asked to bat, all out for 139 before the day finished. On day number 1, they were 6 for 59, Casey South Melbourne. Perrin came back and, they picked up the last 4 wickets for another 80 runs and picked up first innings points thanks to Pat Burnell, 3 for 19, Nick Wingard, 2 for 19, and leg spinner Jack Davies, 2 for 36, Mike.
Well, one name stands out throughout the game, and that's it's Tilly Yeaman. Just fantastic. Both innings, to score in excess of 70 both times is tremendous, and I think also putting on partnerships with Daniel in both innings again, just in the middle order, fantastic work, keeping the guys in it, and then really coming over top in the line and batting well in the second innings.
Yeah, Tilly backed up with 80 in the second innings, 5 for 202. It was pretty much batting practice for the True Blues in that second innings. In the 4th 11, Daniel Vandermeer backing up with 41 not out. And great to see Henry Tyler back with 32.
International cricketer. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything less.
Back from the Philippines, Mike, where he did quite well, they tell me.
Wasn't playing in the Philippines, but representing him and... you know, just a great experience for the young man and, you know, consistently making runs now. I really hope he gets an opportunity sometime soon to go up.
Now, the 4th 11 currently in second spot after 7 rounds. They're going along very nicely under the leadership of Daniel Barnes.
I think that it stems from the club having great depth. Mm. And when you've got quality cricketers playing in that grade and certainly trying to push higher to come up the grades, you've got to perform. And the guys are. I mean, Daniel... started the first round in the second 11, opening the bowling. And for him to, while going away and playing school cricket, to come back through the fours, I mean, it's a competitive environment we found ourselves in.
Yep, and great to see Pat Burnell back as well. So after some school cricket and studies, and no doubt he's got a bright future ahead of him as well, the young quick.
He's got a cheeky little streak as well. He's a competitor. He's just a good bowler, good young guy.
All right, I want to cover the 3rd 11, and it's one of the reasons why you're in the studio here tonight, to talk about Perrin defeating Casey South Melbourne. This is being played at the picturesque Rigetti Oval, where Casey South Melbourne on the first week was all out for 159. Beg your pardon, Perrin batting first, 217. Mick Naiari, well, the man who's in a bit of form at the moment, the skipper, who's sitting alongside of me, 65. We'll talk to you about that in one tick. Nick Blaish, 51, who you've been a rep for all the way through, Mick. Pete Cassidy, 32. Justin Cramersh, 28. And in reply, Casey South Melbourne on the second week, all out for 159. And thanks to Justin Cramersh, who backed it up with the ball, taking 4 for 31. Jared Tex Walker, that man again, standard 2 or 3 wickets each and every round of Premier Cricket, 3 for 34. James Martin, before obtaining a side strain, took 2 for 14. And Perrin made up some much-needed batting time through until 5 o'clock and with no wicket for 23. So first innings points and a great win to the boys.
Yeah, very strong side. A fairly poor opposition in reality. I know that they're sitting probably higher than us on the ladder, but with the players that we've got, the result really shouldn't have been in doubt, and we batted quite poorly in the afternoon session on the first day.
Yeah, I heard your speech after the game. You probably disappointed we didn't make 300.
Yeah, I think it's really disappointing when you've got so many guys who have played in the second 11 and first 11 players even to let a side like that back into the game, not with any great spell of bowling or any, you know, fantastic fielding effort, just poor batting. It's disappointing. And until we start getting really hungry, myself included, to get to 65 is really disappointing, to be honest. And I think also Nick Blaish, to get to 51, his first 50 for the club, is great.
Yep.
But then to chip a catch back in front of the wicket, I mean, we've really got to start getting tougher on ourselves and put pressure on the guys above and to be ruthless in beating the opposition.
So is it fair to say there's some soft dismissals in that Perrine innings?
Absolutely woeful.
Right.
And, you know, we can't really excuse it, and we can't be sitting here expecting to get a pat on the back making 217 on a wicket like Rigetti,
yeah.
A ground like Rigetti, and having the support and the environment down there. I mean, we're pretty well catered for. To get a middle-range score like that, it puts too much pressure on the bowlers, and the bowlers need to be supported by big scores. It allows us to rotate the bowlers, set attacking fields. Instead of grinding and win out, we really should be steamrolling some of these sides.
All right, Mike. Congratulations, though, in that win. And Perrine, third 11, continue to box on there. In the second 11, it was Perrine batting first. This was played at Casey Fields, number four. So we had the seconds and the fours playing alongside each other. 10 for 302. All out for 322, I should say, on the first week, where Travis Jackson backed it up with another score over 50. He scored 60 opening innings. Sam Jones, the former Oakley sub-district player, 47. Arjun Dahl, well, what a year he's having, 45. Mick Singh, 44. And Chris Pandemandaban, 28 not out. In reply overnight, Casey were 2 for 21. They came back the second week and they did put together some partnerships before being all out for 288, thanks to Adam Hutton taking 3 for 68, Will Pike 2 for 22 and Arjun Dahl 3 for 44.
Yeah, I think Travis Jackson, he's starting to really come into his own down at Perrine, especially in the second 11. I'd just love to see him if he goes up or in the future. A big score for him in the ones, I think it'll be the making of his career. Just at that level, you know, he really has bullied attacks in the twos and threes for some time. But if you've got a big 100 in the ones, I just don't see how guys can really stop him from becoming a really consistent attacking player in the ones.
Yeah, there's a good nucleus of players in that second 11, isn't there? Led by Jacob Seri, who captained the side again and also kept wickets and did a great job, they tell me.
Yeah, I think he's a great young player. And Sam Jones as well, I mean, he's a really attacking, positive player, and you know, if it's our day and the seconds, bowling attack's really in for it, and they're up against the wall. And you talk about the nucleus of players, you know, there's a lot of first 11 talent floating around there, and young guys as well. Again, I said it last week, but you know, just to get above 300 consistently with a young side, they just need some big hundreds, and then you know, 350, 380, 400 could be even on the cards.
All right, in the first 11, this is being played at Toorak Park, and that was an important game, not only for Perrine, but for one individual called James Miller. Last season's Ryder medalist for Perrine, played his 200th game across that weekend. Congratulations, James. We'll come back to him in one short moment, Mike. Just want to cover Perrine first. They're batting on the first week, 231 after another poor start. Stephen Singh scored 56. Nathan McNally, well, he's been great this year with the bat, 44. David Hemp, good to see him get some runs, 39. Sam Coates, 34. And it was business as usual for the boys because they had to go out and contest several overs. And Casey South Melbourne had to bat. And, well, they did the hard work. And they picked up 6 wickets for 90 on the first weeks. 6 for 90 overnight, Casey South Melbourne, to put themselves back in the box seat, thanks to Sam Grimwade, 2 for 24. Matt Wilcox, 3 for 37. Nathan McNally, 3 for 27. And Stephen Singh, 2 for 40. All out for 181 was the final first inning score there. Perrine then had a bat for a second time, 3 for 186 declared, where we saw Steve DeBolfo, who missed out in the first dig, scored 85. Nathan McNally, that man again, 74 not out. And, well, the boys decided to declare and think, well, we can have a go at this and try and gain maximum points. They went with a bee's eyelash, Mick, of getting the result. 9 for 198 in the end. Matty Wilcox, 3 for 32. Steve Singh, 3 for 63. And Steve Seymour, 2 for 36.
Yeah, I think Matt Wilcox taking 3 wickets in each innings and backing it up from a great 6 for the week before. It's such a well-balanced attack. And with you know, Stephen Singh bowling the pace, Steve Seymour having the swing and the bite, and Matt just making them play and being pretty much annoying, you know, every over putting pressure on the batsman, and then, you know, the spinners in Sam and McNally. It's just terrific to get 19 wickets in a game, and unfortunately not come close or come close enough to getting that outright victory, but quite a good second day. Well, 2 days from the guys.
Well, Casey South Melbourne 9 down with still 6 overs to go, and it was unfortunate that we couldn't turn to Sam Greenway, could we, the second week, because he was representing the Cricket Academy, wasn't he, against India?
Yeah, look, probably too busy knocking over Indian Test batsmen and some bloke out from Cranbourne. So we can understand that. But what an impressive achievement for a young guy at 16 to be playing against the touring side.
Yeah.
And to take a wicket and, you know, I'm not sure if he's playing this game, the second of those games coming up, but to be involved in the squad still and hopefully he's learning so much and coming back with plenty of confidence.
Plenty of positives. Well done, boys. 4 in a row. Some great catches in the second dig to Wilcox, Hemp and Murray as well. So a great team effort all round. James Miller, you get to train alongside of him each and every week. He is the Ryder medalist from last season. Spent his first season at Perrin at Turak Park last season. He's back for season number 2. This year he takes on a bowling coach's position as well. 17 seasons, Mick, in total at the top level.
Yeah, a lot of the times, you know, cricket's full of fluff talk. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on that you just think, oh, okay, did that really happen? You know, is that actually what the guy's like? But when you watch him train, when you see his desire to lead other people and to succeed and to win and to further himself, all those things are true. And what they say about him is spot on. He came to Perrin his first season after having such a distinguished career at Frankston.
Yeah.
To come and win a Ryder medal is unbelievable. And the way that he did it, you know, at times probably kept our first 11 in the hunt for the season, you know, not just in games, but consistently throughout the course of last year. And getting to the finals was off his own bat in the last game, you know, at a big 100. And he doesn't show any signs of wiltering, you know, or getting, you know, age catching up with him. And I can see him playing for so many more years and doing well. And also, sorry, John, sort of selfless as well that last year winning the Ryder, probably opening the bowling majority of the time and now slipping into probably a first or second change role.
Yeah.
Just doing the job and letting maybe younger, you know, or potentially bowlers more suited to that position get the role. He's so selfless and it's just an attribute that we really need and we're so thankful for him at Perrin.
All right, well done, James. You're a great role model to all and congratulations from all back here at Turak Park. In the girls, well, they played 2 T20 games, the first 11, across Sunday. And in the first game, it was Melbourne 5 for 87 off 20 overs, were defeated by the Perrin Ladies. No wicket for 90 in 11.1 overs, thanks to Elise Villani, 48 not out, and Emma Inglis, 40 not out. So no wicket down to win that game and win it well. So well done, girls, in game number 1. The fielding, according to coach Mike Jones afterwards, was absolutely sensational. A great towering catch as well by Jess Cameron as well in the outfield to combine as a team to defeat Melbourne in game number 1. It wasn't, well, we couldn't repeat the dose in the second game. We were defeated by Dandenong, who scored 3 for 139 against Perrin's 91 all out. Elise Villani backed up with 31, and that was the only highlight being played at the Ross Gregory Oval for the girls. So 1 out of 2, but 5 out of 6 for True Blues teams across the weekend. And this weekend, we're up against Ringwood, a Saturday-Sunday affair, round number 8 of Premier Cricket. And the girls, well, they go up against Box Hill in the first and the seconds. Last season's premiers in the first 11. So the girls are heading across to the Box Hill City Oval on Sunday. So plenty of cricket being played as usual, Mike. And we're going to let you go because I know you've got some things on this evening and you've been very kind to join us once again.
Just got to comb the hair, John, and just trim my beard as you alluded to before. So very busy.
Very busy, and we look forward to bringing you more True Blues Radio at the same time next week.